Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of Mission Matters. My name is Adam Torres, and if you'd like to apply to be a guest in the show, just head on over to missionmatters.com and click on Be Our Guest to apply. All right, so today's special episode, we're welcoming back Trisha Turner to the show, who is a member of our Mission Matters community, and I'm so proud to announce that the book that we published together is out, live, and published. So Trisha, hey, welcome back as a published author of the Mission Matters community. So good to have you here.
Definitely. Thanks for having me. I love doing these with you for sure. It's good energy.
All right, Trisha. So today we're of course going to talk about the content in the book. So how to plan a productive day in business, and a lot of business owners, a lot of executives that watch this. And let me tell you, for everybody watching, if you didn't catch some of the previous episodes, Trisha is an expert in planning these days. You see the beautiful banner behind her. If you're watching this live, the EXP banner. So obviously Trisha's in real estate, but then she's also got a catering side of her business. She has a bar and a community space. I mean, a whole lot more. If Trisha wasn't an expert in planning, then I don't think she'd be juggling all these different things that she's doing so well and effectively. So we'll get into that, and we're going to get the insights from the book, of course, but we will start this episode the way that we start them all, with our Mission Matters Minute. So Trisha, we at Mission Matters, we amplify stories for entrepreneurs, executives, and experts. That's our mission. Trisha, what mission matters to you?
I tell you what, and in the real estate world, which is basically what I focus on, especially now in our industry, as it's changed dynamically in 2023, I've always been focused on the agents. And so our mission is to build better lives by building better agents, period. And yeah, it's such a requirement now.
So thank you for sharing that. And we love bringing on mission-based individuals to share why they do what they do, how they're doing it, and really how we can all learn from that to get better. And that's the whole point here, is that we all want to get better and grow together. So great to have you back on. And I don't want to assume that maybe some of our newer listeners or viewers maybe caught some of the previous work we've done together. So maybe start by telling us a little bit more about Trisha Turner Property Group and, you know, your geography and what you do.
For sure. I'm a real estate broker, been in real estate a little over 20 years, got my broker's license over 6 years ago now, was at every big box company out there, you know, all the REMAX, Keller Williams, all of them. Mm-hmm. Opened my own brokerage several years ago and grew that to about 50 agents really quick. I've always been a top producer and was a top producing broker owner, and really found that, wow, the struggle was real to, number one, fund all of that. You know, you're doing high volume of business, but also train your agents. And then some of my dear friends and mentors got a hold of me, and they're like, you know what? We've switched our business over to the EXP brokerage, and basically you're running a blockbuster model, and EXP is like Netflix, and you better join us or you're going to get shut down in a couple of years. So I switched us over to an EXP branch office in 2018, and I run a mega team within the company. I've got about 23 agents right now. I'm still in production. We do heavily retail side of real estate and commercial, as well as investment. And our goal this year is $100 million in production. So we'll hit that, and then branching off into so many other aspects of business, because you know, you got to have different income streams to create wealth. So we're laser focused on that.
That's fantastic. And we'll, as we break down planning the perfect day, we're going to definitely go further into your firm and, you know, how you're helping agents do this as well. But a quick sidebar, I believe that the last time you were on this show, you told me about some of these new ventures, and I need some updates here. So Hub 510, Piggy's Place Bar, how's all that going since we last spoke?
You know, people, so for you guys that don't know, Hub 510 is an event space here in Houston, Texas, and Piggy's Place is a private bar. Both of those are for rent, for private events, parties, weddings, you name it, we do it. And then we also do our own events there in the real estate world. You know, we do networking events and real estate panels. We launched this business in October of 2022, and it really wasn't even in my vision board to launch into the event space in 2022 or ever, really. It was God's plan, apparently, and we were doing events on our own and going out and renting space because we love to bring people together. And while we were out looking for our own commercial building for the real estate company, my partner's like, why are we not looking for an event space too that we can do both at? Because we're just spending money every month renting spaces for our events. Yeah. And so this property dropped in our lap and it was absolutely beautiful. And everything that we could bring, not only the real estate company to, but do events here, grow events here. It's got land in which to build more and be more. And we have a staging company too. So we were able to bring that into the property as well. And so in just the last few months, it's grown dynamically and we are continuing to pour into the growth of it and bring people together. And everyone that comes out here to our space is like, they don't want to leave. You know, we do crawfish before the end of the sun and they're like, this place has such good energy.
Yeah.
It's a good environment. People are happy. It's land because we're on 2.5 acres, which is rare in Houston. So you actually get to see trees and there's not just buildings on top of buildings around us. We even have 6 chickens, which is unheard of. Like I never thought I was going to have chickens, but we do. Chickens right now. And they're like dogs. And so it's super cool because you can sit here even like on a quiet day when there's not a lot of craziness going on. And we put a gazebo in the back for weddings and you can go sit in the gazebo and really get some thoughts by yourself. And it's awesome. So we're enjoying it big time.
Oh, it's amazing. And one of the things that I noticed, your vision that you told me about was that on our last interview or last time we worked with each other was that one of your parts of your vision was that you really wanted this to be, of course, there's the business side of it, right? So it's an event space. It's definitely going to be a very meaningful place for people to gather, but you really wanted this to be like staple or like a pillar in the community, a place that can draw people together and to create these types of memories. Like how close have you or how are you on that journey realizing that vision?
Oh, okay. Good that you asked that. So check this out. So we did our first annual Easter egg hunt.
Oh, come on.
Yeah. And we had over 200 people register for the event. It was free for everyone, for the community. We had a ton of kids here. And keep in mind, we have 2.5 acres. So we had over 450 eggs distributed all over the property. We had the Easter Bunny here. So again, free for the entire community. So they came here. It was just a 2-hour event. We provided food. We provided entertainment. We provided pictures, professional pictures with the Easter Bunny. And then when all that was done, we launched the Easter egg hunt for all the kids to run through the property. And some of the eggs had money in them. They all had some sort of a prize in them. And it was awesome. The parents like loved it because it took that heavy lifting off of where do we go find an Easter egg hunt. They didn't have to spend any money. It was like super organized, super professional. Everybody had a great time. And so we have more of it. It's like, okay, now we're going to do even bigger stuff. And so we have an annual crawfish fest. We did a St. Patrick's Day crawfish fest. We're making that an annual event. That was a huge hit. Had over 250 people registered for that. We cooked 500 pounds of crawfish. Had people here like crazy. Again, free for people, completely free. We're doing another one in May for Mother's Day to honor the moms, another crawfish festival. And then we're going to do a huge event. We're going to start planning it next month for Christmas because we have 2.5 acres. And where our property is located, it's in a space where there's like a circle. It's like one entrance in and then one entrance out. And it's a 2-mile circle. So there's other businesses and properties surrounding us in this 2-mile circle. So we are going to have our location, the tree lighting at our location. We're going to organize a parade for businesses on this 2-mile circle. They can put floats together. They can put Santa together. They can do whatever they want. It'll start at our property. It'll make that 2-mile loop. It'll end at our property with Santa and tree lighting. And it's going to be huge. And it's going to be, again, free for the community. So we are like super excited about this stuff. And I'll tell you what, it's a lot of work. People don't realize what's involved in the back end, like getting sponsors and organizing it. Who's doing this and putting everybody in their roles. It's a whole nother thing that I didn't know anything about. Mm-hmm. But even to the day of like for the Easter egg hunt, we were literally hiding eggs 10 minutes before it started because we were just running straight to the wire because you don't realize like how much is involved until you're doing it. And we haven't done this before. So when you see the faces though on the kids and our videographer was, you know, filming all kinds of content for it. Mm-hmm. And then to go back and watch the videos of things you didn't see because you were so busy doing stuff. That's what makes it so rewarding because it's like, oh my gosh, they're full of happiness and joy. Mm. They're laughing, they're giggling, they're falling down. It's like super cute. That makes it all worthwhile. All of it.
And first off, did I see this on social media? Did you post these pictures?
Oh, yes.
Oh my gosh, how did I miss it? And second of all, am I on your newsletter? Like, how did I not get these updates? How did
you not? Because if you're not, you need to be for sure.
Oh man. Yeah, I'm signing up for the newsletter. I'm going to send you an email. Like, I need to, like, I know, no, just tell me, how do you sign up for the newsletter? Because I'm going to make sure we do that. How do you do that?
I'll tell you what, you guys, everyone that comes into our system gets, of course, invites to our event because we throw everything out through Eventbrite. But even for people that are far away, because when you look at it, it's like, I'm in Chicago. Why did you just invite me to this event? It's not, number one, you're on a list. But number two, like, I get invited to stuff all the time that's not within where my location is. But it gives me ideas. Like, oh my gosh, I never thought about doing that.
I just want to see it. I'm like, I was just telling somebody about an Easter. I was telling a friend about these huge Easter egg hunts that we used to go on when I was a kid. And it was like a local park where I'm from called Clark Park. And I swear there's probably 500 kids. It was put on, like, I don't even know the organization at this point. I was a kid, and I remember being a little kid and like looking around these hundreds of kids and like, we would like sprint to go grab these eggs. And I was trying to explain to this person, they never heard of it. So for me to even hear that that's taking place somewhere, I'm just so inspired by it.
And it was super cool because we had kids ranging from, you know, little bitty babies and toddlers all the way up to these massive teenagers. So naturally it's like, I know where the money is because I was involved in all the, you know, so you're like, okay, we can't start them all at the same time because these little ones are going to get trampled. And so we gave the little ones like a 2-minute heads up, like, you guys go, and we did a countdown. And so the teenagers, and we did like 5 and under go, and then everyone over 5 can go. And you were just watching like these teenagers. And the funniest thing was, because the eggs were all hidden before everyone started showing up. So for that first hour, they're spending time with the Easter Bunny. They're eating, they're you know, visiting with each other and their families. But the kids were like vultures out there, just like, you know, looking over the whole property, just trying to get their game plan. Like, where they
can't touch any yet. Can't touch any. And we
you guys get away from the eggs. Y'all are not starting the Easter egg hunt until 1 o'clock. Like, this is for real.
It was great. I'm so happy to hear that your vision is being realized, and I can't wait to see some of these pictures. Vision,
you know, I knew I loved bringing people together because I've been doing that forever, but didn't know it was going to be like in that impact. I had no idea.
Oh, it's wonderful. So I'm so happy to hear this. Seriously. All right. Let's switch focus. As much as I do like talking about Easter eggs, some of my listeners or viewers are like, wait a minute, I thought we were talking about how to plan a perfect day. We're getting there. We're getting there. Just hold on. So lots of things that you could have written about, obviously. I mean, many years experience in real estate. You've managed big teams. You could have talked about leadership. You could have talked about a whole lot of different things that you've done in your career and experienced. Why planning a perfect day? Like, what led you to choose this topic?
So I did this, 13 years ago now. Hmm. That's how I live my life. I went through a divorce in 2008 and I had 3 small kids. One of them is special needs. And I've always worked out. I've worked out my entire life. And when my child with special needs was born, which was in the year 2000, I had to shift kind of my workout because he was medically challenged and couldn't no longer be in the kids club at the gym. So I had to figure out, I'm not going to stop working out. I can't go to the gym anymore. How do I continue working out? And my child needs my attention constantly when he's awake because he's very sick. So where is my time? How can I get my time in here? And I found for me, I had to start getting up earlier in the mornings to be able to get that workout in. So I started getting up and working out before my kids were ever awake. So by the time they woke up, I was already done working out, dressed, ready for work, ready to get them fed to school, the whole 9 before everything started. I did that from the beginning when he was born in 2000. When I went through that divorce in 2008, my then husband, of course, was gone from our lives immediately and also was not a contributor financially or any part of their lives. It was me, a single mom of 3. At that time, I was actually a lender. So in 2008, we went through a mortgage crash. And so not only did I lose my source of business because my then ex-husband was also my real estate resource because he was a real estate agent. So he was removed from my life. The mortgage industry crashed and 8, 9, and 10 were really hard years for me. And in the end of 2010, I really was struggling. I had amassed about $100,000 in credit card debt and was really in a dark place. My mother passed away of lung cancer in 2010 as well. And it was really just a hard time for me. And I absolutely couldn't stand my ex-husband. I had a lot of hatred for him and bitterness. And I pretty much like surrendered to God at that point. And I've always believed in God, but I started going to Lakewood Church and I realized that I couldn't grow and be a better mom or leader or business owner if I didn't get this, you know, hatred out of my soul. I needed to learn to forgive him for all that I had been through in our marriage. And so I had never really read a book in its entirety. I'd just dabbled in things, but never really focused on it. And so I made a commitment at the end of 2010 that I would start getting up. I'd add an hour earlier to my schedule because I'm not going to interrupt my workout schedule. So I'm going to start getting up an hour earlier to read scripture and start reading a book. And I chose a Joyce Meyer book based on forgiveness. And instead of getting up at 5 to work out, I started getting up at 4 a.m. And I would spend that first hour reading. And I would read a chapter in the Bible and I would read a chapter in Joyce Meyer's book on forgiveness. And by the time I got done reading her book, number one, it was my first book I read in its entirety. I forgave him and I felt such a peace about it. And I was like, oh my gosh, like if and it changed my mind. It changed my mind, my beliefs, my everything. It made me a better person, a better mom, a better everything. And I realized how impactful it was reading the right things and feeding your mind, body, and soul before you ever start the day. And because it made such an impact on my life, I was like, I'm never going to give this up. And so by the end of 2010, I was a 4 a.m. That's my wake up time every day. And literally from 4 to about 7 a.m. is my time. It's my time to focus on mind, body, and soul. Because if I'm not right and I don't feel right, then I can't get through the day and I'll never be able to handle all these fires that are coming at me. And then at the end of 2010, I let my lender's license go because it was just impossible. And I reactivated my real estate license and went back into sales as a single mom, full force, and have just been a hustler every day, no days off. But never getting away from that morning routine, because at the end of the day, I have to take care of my family. It's me. I said it would do it and it's up to me. I'm going to make it happen. And the days that, you know, people get up and yes, my phone is my alarm. So my alarm goes off and my phone ends up in my hand first thing, but the alarm goes off and then my phone is out of my hand because it's a distraction. And I don't care what people are doing on Instagram. I don't care what people are doing on Facebook. I care about what I need to make me right so that I can be a better version of me every single day and make a difference in this world.
Yeah. Well, thank you for sharing that. And I didn't know you went to Lakewood. That's one of my bucket list items. I watch Joel every morning, every single morning I wake up. So that's my first hour of my morning routine is every day. I usually have two episodes playing in the background while I'm getting ready. So every single morning, 7 days a week. that's on my bucket list. I want to go one day.
You're going to go because that's why I started going, because I was listening to him in the mornings too during all that dark time. And I'm like, I live in Houston. Like, why am I not going?
Yeah, wait a minute. You live there.
Yes. And so I started going there in 2010 and my life changed, you know, and he says it, give you a year of his, of your life and he'll change your life. And he does. Yeah, for sure. They do.
So good. So good. Yeah. So how did you, I love that you say this, by the way, because you're willing to share your full story, because there'll be some people that watch this that say, she wakes up at 4, she wakes up at 5, she wakes up at, or all these other things. And I don't, for everybody watching this, I don't want you to get caught up in the hour. So everybody, you know, whatever your sleep is, like, that's fine. That's not like you deal with it the way you need to. I'm an early riser too. Some people aren't. But the point is that you found a way to make it happen regardless, because you were, you know, you're by yourself at this time and you had to figure out a way to make sure that you can take care of your children and everything else and produce, right? As a sole breadwinner at that time. So the routine part of it, I'm interested into like how you figured out your routine and what worked for you. Maybe could you, I know you've been doing it for a while, but can you walk me through a little bit of like how you figured out that this was going to be the routine that worked?
For me, and it's crazy because people ask, you know, how do you get up at 4 a.m. every day? Like you must go to bed early. I don't. I go to bed somewhere between 11 p.m. and 1 a.m. And that's the truth. So I don't sleep a lot, but I also have narcolepsy, and which is the craziest thing. And so for me, narcolepsy, which means if you don't know, you can fall asleep randomly. And for me, it happens if I'm sitting still and not talking or not doing something, I'll be asleep. And especially in the evenings, anytime like after 3 or after 8, especially, you can find me falling asleep. So I don't have the energy to work out at night. And because I'm in real estate, like we're putting out fires usually anytime after 12 or you're on a plane, but your day is never usually predictable after 12 o'clock. And so with me, and as a single mom too, when your kids start coming home from school, you know, you've got to bathe them, you've got to feed them, you've got homework time, all of that rolls into your same 24 hours. So how do you make it fit? For me, the only thing I could do was I was already an early riser. I was already a morning person. That's when my mind is most creative. Well, I'm just going to add another hour. I'm going to add an hour to read and I'm going to test it. I'm going to see what happens. And if you find something that works, number one, you find it sacred. Like for me, that morning routine is sacred. And quite honestly, now that I've been doing it so long, I actually extend it a little bit longer. So now it takes about 4 hours of the morning. And because I have these multiple businesses opening, when I have a full plate, like I seem to always, right now I've actually had to back it up. And I'm this week, which is shocking. I've never done this before. I've been getting up at 2:30 because my plate is so full and I have to get stuff off of it. And the only time I can is when I have that quiet time by myself. And it's like, if I do not like sacrifice another hour and a half right now to make this happen, I'm never going to get off my plate, but I can see the light at the end of the tunnel. If I just do the work right now, that hard work of getting up, it's only a temporary thing. I'm not going to always get up at 2:30 and I don't endorse it because it is tough. But at the end of the day, like I see the light and I know that doing this is going to make a difference. Therefore, I have to do it. And I know for most people, like I had a conversation with somebody the other day and he said, people are really good about talking about the things that they want, sharing their visions, sharing their goals. But how many people are really willing to do the work and really willing to take the actions necessary to make those things happen? Like, how bad do you want it? And when you look at that, here's how it is for me. Many years ago, one of my coaches told me, he's like, Trisha, this is what you have to do. Instead of living in a reactive mode, you have to learn how to live in a, like everything is intentional. Everything is structured. Live by your calendar, number one. So you must time block everything. So in my world, everything's on my calendar. Everything's time blocked. And it started by thinking, okay, what does a perfect day look like for me? Well, I have my morning routine figured out. So I already know what 4 a.m. to 8 a.m. looks like for me. What does it look like after that? And when you start planning your perfect day, like this needs to build into a perfect life. What does the perfect day look like? Like, when do you want to get up? When do you want to be done working? When do you want to go to bed? When do you want to be able to see your family? When do you want to be able to go out with your friends? What are date nights? Like, what does that look like? And when you build that, then it's like reverse engineering everything. Well, what does a perfect week look like? What does a perfect month look like? What does a perfect year look like? And that is the biggest challenge. But when you do like that and you live like that, number one, everything I do is with intention. You will never see me at an event, talking to somebody, doing some activity that number one, isn't thought out and not with intent. Like I know what I'm doing. I can look at my calendar, know what I'm doing in June and July and December. These things are planned and they're on my calendar. And when you have those things, it creates a calmness because a confused mind just says no. So if you have chaos in your mind and you have confusion, when you are presented with opportunities or things that maybe you should get involved in, if you're not clear in your mind and your vision, you don't have clarity, you're going to say no. And perhaps you're going to miss like the opportunity of your lifetime. And then on the flip side of that, when you do know, like, what does my perfect life look like? For me, I call it life on purpose. When I know what I want my perfect life to look like, when I do see these other opportunities, are they a good fit? Like, yeah, maybe they're a good opportunity for me, but is it also a distraction for what my perfect life is going to look like? Because oftentimes we say yes to things, too many things, and then our plate is over full, and then we can't focus and we can't be personal with our people and we can't be intentional. And it happens to all of us. We say yes to too many things. And so that's my biggest mission this year for myself, my own personal self, is to learn to say no more and to be like, you know what? You know, I love your idea and I love the opportunity to be involved in that, but it takes away from my mission and what really matters to me, my mind, body, and soul. And I'm going to have to say no right now. And we have to be at peace with that. And that is the biggest thing about having a morning routine is structure and discipline and focus, period. And I start every day with that.
And so another thing that you talk about in the book is this idea of setting daily goals. Maybe tell me a little bit more about how that plays into things.
Yeah. Again, this is, and it's not for everybody. 95% of the world are followers, 5% are leaders. And when you look at how people live their lives, you know, do they fit in that 1% too, that are like going to go above and beyond, and visionaries? Visionaries are never satisfied. They're always like wanting to build more, be more, do more, which is me. Yeah. And so when you look at that, if you're a visionary, and you're in that one percenter, you've got a goal list of like 30,000 things you want to do and accomplish in your lifetime. And yes, they're probably possible, but can you do them all right now? No. And so years ago, again, one of my coaches told me, he's like, okay, number one, I love all these things that you keep casting out, and let's do this and let's get involved in this. But every day, what you need to focus on is your top five, no more than five, because if you put more than five on there, number one, you're not going to do it. And number two, it's going to be overwhelming and you're probably not going to do any of them. And unfortunately, most people, when they look at a to-do list, they look at things because we need that instant gratification. Like, what's one of the easiest things I can check off my list? Because it feels good to get something done and to get it off of you. But we're really supposed to focus on those hard things first, because that's what moves the needle. Those are the things that matter. And so my everyday is a top three or top five. What are these top three to five things that I have to get done today before I go to sleep? I mean, it doesn't matter. And I tell people this, I'm like, I'm going to get this done before end of my day. Like, your day may end at five. Mine never does. My day may end at 10 p.m. or 11, but I said I'm going to get it done, and therefore I do. But it's my end of day. And I think people get too hung up on getting done what others think they should be doing, and instead of focusing on their top three, their top five, and not trying to look at top 10. We're just trying to do three to five things every day that really matter and really make a difference. And when you do that, number one, you can stay laser focused. And number two, you don't go to bed every night beating yourself up because you didn't finish your to-do list. You actually get it done. Big time for your mental state, you know?
Oh man, you have me fired up here, Trisha. Every time we talk, I feel like you're my executive coach over here every single time.
It's crazy. And it's, and you know, for me, like, everything is methodical, because I don't function well with chaos, and I don't function, and things are going to come at us at all times as business owners. We're going to get blindsided almost every single day. But if the bulk of your life, you can see clearly and you have that vision and you can see, like, here's how most people function, I believe. And again, this was told to me by one of my mentors years ago. He said, when you're building your life on purpose, you can think of it like this. For me, I'm afraid of heights. So I envision, like, my comfort zone of, say, where there's two really high mountains and there's one of those bridges across the mountain, and you got to go from one mountaintop to the other. You got to cross that bridge, and it's this, you know, canyon below you. And if you fall off this bridge, you're dying. You're going to your death. And so when people leave their comfort zone to go across the bridge to glory, to where this, when you get there, that's success, right? However, when people get like halfway across that bridge, things get super scary. The bridge is moving. Sometimes there's one of those slots missing. You got to take a step over. It's really scary. And unfortunately, most people, when you get to that breaking point, they retreat. They're like, I'm going to go back to where I came from, because number one, I don't want to die right now. And I know I can get back there and I'm okay. Maybe I don't want to go across this. But for me, I see that. It's like, once I see it, I can't unsee it. So I'm going to get across that bridge no matter what. And I think when you have that focus on your life and you can push things off, or push things off that bridge that shouldn't be up there, they're just obstacles and we're always going to have them. But I see a clear picture of what I want my life to look like, and what I want my family to see me doing, so that I'm a good role model for them. Then it makes you a stronger, makes you a better leader, and makes you know, you know, anything is possible. Yeah. So much so that I am going to write a book, and it's called Yes, You Can. And I believe in this model so much. So I want to show you this, which I don't think I showed you this. Let me see if I can do it.
You did not.
I didn't. Okay, I got to show you this. So this is brand new. Let me show you guys this. This is like, oh, let me see.
I'll get it. Oh.
Right. Let me get it.
Yeah. There you go. Oh, wow.
Yeah. So that says, yes, you can.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
So that is brand new. I just did this because it matters. Because every day, you know, like when I'm working out, it's like one more rep. Do I want to do it? No. Yes, you can. Right now, I'm having to get up at 2:30 in the morning because my plate is full. Do I want to do it? No. Yes, you can. Mm-hmm. And I literally look at this on my arm probably 30, 40 times in a day and remind myself, Yes, you can. And I use it as a billboard now when I have short sleeves on and somebody's like, gosh, I just don't think I can do this. I'm like,
you just hold up your arm. Yes.
I point to it and I show them my arm. I'm like, yes, you can. And it was 5 hours getting this done. And the first 3 hours were like not fun and painful, super painful. The last 2 hours were sheer torture. Like literally I was in the chair thinking, oh my gosh, what was I thinking? And I was having to tell myself the whole time he was doing this, yes, you can, because I'm not going to stop something until we're done. So and I kept watching like, are we close? Like, are you anywhere close? Please tell me you're close. And he'd be like, oh yeah, we're almost done in 30 more minutes and then another hour. But at the end of it, when it was all done, number one, I was like, holy crap, I thought I was just going to die in your chair right there. I was about to really have a heart attack, but I accomplished it. And it was torture. And I did it. So, and he said it. He said, do you know that there's like big bodybuilders that come and get tattoos in my seat? And a lot of them can't sit through what you just sat through, not in one setting. He said, and I kept the conversation going the whole time, even though I didn't want to. I was like, oh my gosh, please stop talking to me because I think I just want to cry right now. But I kept telling myself, yes, you can. Like, if I can, you can. If I can, we can. Yes, you can. And it's like, this is such an important thing in the world that we live in today, because these young people that are growing up, they have this entitlement, and there's a lot of them that are lazy and a lot of them that don't have good role models. And it's like, I don't know what kind of world they're entering into, because it just keeps getting crazier and wilder. But you know what? If I can do it, you can do it. And you just have to tell yourself and those around you, yes, you can. And so that morning routine, is it for everybody? No, but they tell you that most billionaires and millionaires get up before the sun, and they tell you that readers are leaders and that learners are earners. And I believe that because I've seen how it's changed my life. Yeah. And, you know, I have to have peace within myself. Do I get to read every single day? No. I read as much as I can. And the mornings that I don't get that hour of reading time, it affects me mentally big time. But there's so much that gets on my plate sometimes that unfortunately my work will take priority and it shouldn't. And that's a work and within myself that I'm working on big time this year, because I know how impactful it is for me to have that hour of reading in the day and how it makes me a better person. And so when I realize what a distraction me getting involved in all these different businesses was, it's like, okay, hold on now. We are losing sight of what really feeds my soul, and that's not okay. So now the focus this year is, I'm not going to say yes to these things. I'm getting these things off my plate. Hence the 2:30 in the morning says I'm getting these things off of me right now so I can get back to that normal wake up time of 4 a.m. so I can have my hour of reading, my hour of working out, and then I'm a better person for society, period.
That's sleeping in 4 a.m. It's going to be a piece of cake by that time.
It's crazy.
It is. Well, hey, and by the way, I'm going to cut you off there, because if you want more of the planning your perfect day and all of what all that entails, there's a link in the bio, buy the book. There you go. We're a publisher. We do sell books over here too, for everybody listening and watching. Yeah. So we want to give you more, Tricia, buy the book. But I want to spend a couple minutes here, Tricia, before we wrap this up, and talk a little bit more about Tricia Turner Property Group and what you do. So of course, real estate. I know your local market, Houston. Maybe tell us a little bit more.
Yeah, you guys, I tell you what, the real estate market is a whole different world right now. And we do not know what 2023 is going to bring, but I do know it's going to be challenging. And when I look at like growing a real estate company, number one, is it a hard thing to do? Absolutely. But I believe in my heart and soul that the single agents out there are struggling really bad right now. And I think they need somebody to help them. So here at our company, we've put together the best training hands down. It's a whole university, starting from how do I open a lockbox to how do I build my business to how do I run ads. You name it, we teach it. And then we've got programs that nobody else has. There are our own programs. We've got a program all the way from the Make It Pretty program to the Love It or Leave It program. And we've got online brochures that go over all of that, because at the end of the day, what consumers want, number one, is a local expert. And number two, they want to see that you have a business, that you have systems to run, and that things are going to get taken off their plate. They don't know how to sell homes. They think they do, but they don't. And when you go in there and show them a better way, it makes their lives better. And that's what we're here for, is to make people's lives better. So lots more of that.
Yeah, no, that's great. And I mean, it's just been so much fun working with you through this book process and getting to know more about your businesses, of course. But I also see, like, I know your ideas and thoughts just based off our conversations, unlike leadership and really, you know, the heart that you put into your agents and wanting to see them succeed, which I feel like, you know, for the great leaders in real estate and in other businesses as well, but especially in real estate, like that want to see your agent succeed. Like, I can't stress how important that is.
It's huge. And, you know, for us, because there is such a morph in the real estate industry right now, mm-hmm. we're always looking for ways to improve our agents and how can we help them make more money? You know, so we actually have branched into, we have an apartment locating division opening up and we've got a young hustler group, we call them. It's ages like 20 to 30 and they're growing like crazy. They're coachable. They've got great energy and we're going to be able to basically feed them like how to get income within the first, you know, 2 weeks of being with us, which is freaking wow. awesome.
That is awesome. Well, Tricia, I just have to say it has been great having you back on the show. I'm excited to, as your book progresses. I can't wait to this Yes You Can book. I can't wait to continue to get updates and your newsletter that I will be signing up for because I need to see these pictures. You're doing all this fun stuff. I get to live a little vicariously through you on that end. We're not doing Easter egg hunts yet, but maybe one day there'll be a matter of Easter egg hunt. I'm not against it. If Chirag, the other co-founder, let us, I guess. He doesn't let us do that cool stuff.
For sure. Always. Make it happen, you know?
Yeah. Well, if somebody's watching this, Tricia, and they want to follow up and learn more about Tricia Turner Property Group or about any of your businesses or follow your journey, I mean, what's the best way for them to do that?
It's real easy. I mean, number one, we're, of course, all over social media and YouTube, but the super simple thing to do is mm-hmm. just go to one of our websites, which is called trishaturner.com. You got to spell Tricia right, though. It's T-R-I-C-I-A. Call trishaturner.com, schedule a call, see what your home's worth, learn more about us. Everything is there for you guys.
Fantastic. And we'll put that information in the show notes so that our audience can just click on the link and head right on over. And speaking of the audience, if this is your first time with Mission Matters or engaging in an episode, we're all about bringing on business owners, entrepreneurs, and executives and having them share their mission, the reason behind their mission, you know, why they do what they do so that we can all learn from that and we can all grow together. The whole point of the Mission Matters platform is for us all to grow and rise together. If that's the type of content that sounds interesting or fun or exciting to you, we welcome you. Hit that subscribe button because we have many more mission-based individuals coming up on the line and we don't want you to miss a thing. And Tricia, really, it has been a pleasure. Thanks again for coming on the show. So much fun working with you again today.
Yeah, thank you for having me. Bye, you guys.